What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this, the tip of the iceberg. All right, so if you've ever seen an image of an iceberg or a picture of an iceberg, you see the top of it and it just looks like this little point out of the water. And it might be still pretty big, but it's not huge, right? It's just this point that's sharp out of the water. Now, underneath the water, if you've seen those memes and the images of like all the icebergs under it and how much hard work goes into stuff like that, the underneath's absolutely huge, kind of like a pyramid where the base is massive and then the point's the point, right? It's very, very similar to a lot of the things that go on in your world, in my world. Like all of the stuff that people see on the outside, you know, on the Instagrams, you know, in there, when they come into the gym, come into my business, like when they see, if they look at your body, right, and they check out your body and they're like, hey, this is the end result, or, you know, the end result that you haven't started yet. Like some people are where they're at right now in their body. It's not usually, if you've gained a lot of weight recently or if you've put on body fat or whatever, that's not from like one bad meal. It's from a build-up, from an underneath iceberg of shit happening. It might have been something happened in your family, somebody got sick, you know, you end up with like some sort of like depression or something like that, so you start emotionally eating. You might have just been stressed at work, so you eat, you stop training, you stop doing all the things that are good for you, and then you end up magically 15 kilos overweight overnight, right? And that's the end of the tip of the iceberg, that end of the iceberg that people see, that end result, right? Same goes on the very end, opposite end of the spectrum. If somebody's like shredded with a six pack and super fit, it's not like three workouts and like three serves of broccoli that's got them there. It's been a lot of work over a lot of years that's got them there, okay? When you look at a business, I'm thinking about like Royal Fitness in particular today, like when you look at a business, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And one of the members made a comment the other week, during the week, he said, hey, there's so much shit that you have to do after work. I was chatting with Restefa, a receptionist. I was chatting with her. I'm like, hey, you've done this. She's like, yep, you've got to do this tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. This is at like 9 o'clock at night, 8:30 at night. And he's like, shit, there's so much stuff that goes on that we don't know about. I'm like, absolutely, bro. Like, my life's not just all come into the gym, put on my Lulu shorts and tell people to bench press. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people just don't see. Okay, now I'm completely cool with that. Like that's business. But what I need to, I suppose, reinforce is everybody in the world, everybody in their life has this iceberg effect going on. Okay, so in terms of business, if somebody doesn't tell me, hey, look, I'm not going to be there for 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 15 weeks, I need to cancel my membership or hold my membership or something. If they don't tell me that and they don't like fill out the forms and the links and stuff so it's like a paper trail, so we have systems that make it so we don't forget shit that happens like that. If they don't fill that out and do that, there's no way that we can track that. There's no way that we're going to remember that because there's so many other things going on. Okay, there's literally like, at the moment, there's like 250 plus people that might have something similar, right? Now, there's a guy asking about his knee being sore. There's a guy asking like, a question about the float tank or a question about the saunas. There's somebody asking a thing about nutrition. There's somebody asking about, hey, can I get an extra session in? Hey, what times are you going on? Hey, I want to build up me quads or me hammies. What's the best program for that? We're dealing with all this stuff on a day-to-day basis. We're not just sitting in the gym and rocking it. Now, when you start thinking about this, this iceberg, this big core, the base of the iceberg, that's where all of the results happen, all right? That's where all of the things that allow that top point to be super, like, impressive, that base is where it happens, okay? A lot of people don't pay attention to the base. They just focus on the flashy outside. Now, I know you would have had the exact same experience in your life at some point. And it might have been in your body, it might have been in your mind, it might have been in a relationship, it might have been in your business, in your bank accounts, whatever it is, it might have even been in your fun, okay? A lot of people will look at it, like you hear that phrase, and it's one of my fucking most hated phrases, is wouldn't it be nice, right? Like, I travel a lot, try and travel a couple of times a year, get overseas, see stuff, do stuff, and every time they're like, oh, you going again, wouldn't that be nice? Like, bro, it is fucking nice for one, but I've had to, you know, save up all this cash and work really fucking hard to do this and, you know, take the time off and have systems in place so I can leave this business. It's all, like, if you've got a business, you know there's always stuff to do. I have to do a lot of work behind the scenes to be able to take that holiday. So, like, yeah, it's fucking nice, but it's also been a nightmare to get to this point, right? And people don't see that. They just think, oh, fuck, he's traveling, he's on holidays, or, you know, she's got this, she's got that, he's doing this, he's doing that. You know, on Instagram, this person's got the abs out, rah, rah, rah. Wouldn't it be nice to have abs? Like, yeah, it is, but he ate fucking chicken and broccoli for the last 4 years to get them, right? So have a think about that, guys. Where in your world are you looking at the tip of the iceberg and expecting everything to happen really, really fast, right? Or expecting it to be a lot simpler than, I suppose, what it is to get to that end result. And part two to that, what is the base building actions that you need to implement in your own world to start progressing you forward to that next step, to build that base of the iceberg bigger so your iceberg can be more impressive from the top and from the outside? All right, that's all I got for you guys. So have a good think about it. Have a bit of a journal about that. And just be aware that anything that you're doing, any place that you visit, anything, anybody's results that you're jealous of or you're happy for or whatever, just be aware that that iceberg is the way it is for a reason, right? Most of the shit underwater you don't see, and that's all of the work that these people have been put in, aka the fucking endless hours, the endless training hours, the endless, you know, meals that they've skipped, they're saying no to the drinking, all that sort of stuff. All of that stuff is that underneath the base of the iceberg, and that end result that's on the outside, the flashy stuff, that's the tip. Okay, be aware of that. Be aware of that moving forward, and have a little bit of empathy for people and that are doing the best they can. And I hope that helps out in some way. But guys, if you have any questions, please feel free to hit me up. If you've got anything you know, want me to talk about on the podcast, or something that might help a friend for a podcast for them, just hit me up, shoot me a message, and I'll definitely be more than happy to help. So anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.